Welcome everyone to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
What have we got today?
We got a lesson, going to the bank.
Going to the bank?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be a dialogue between the teller and the customer.
A teller and the customer. All right. Now, what are they going to talk about? Sports? They're going to discuss their day?
Not really. They're just going to talk about banking stuff.
Banking stuff. Okay, so like deposits, transfers.
Yes, in fact, that's our keyword. It's going to be depósito.
Depósito means deposit.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, depósito.
Depósito.
That's our keyword.
We are going to listen for that keyword while we hear this dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Quiero hacer un depósito.
Llena este formulario.
¿Me presta su pluma?
Claro.
Second time.
Quiero hacer un depósito.
Llena este formulario.
¿Me presta su pluma?
Claro.
Third time.
Quiero hacer un depósito.
Llena este formulario.
¿Me presta su pluma?
Claro.
All right, we're back. And before we do an analysis, let's do a little bit of translation.
Quiero hacer un depósito.
I want to make a deposit.
Quiero hacer un depósito.
I want to make a deposit.
Quiero hacer un depósito. Llene esta forma.
Fill out this form.
Llene esta forma.
Fill out this form.
Llene esta forma. ¿Me presta su pluma?
Can you loan me your pen?
¿Me presta su pluma?
Can I borrow your pen?
¿Me presta su pluma? Claro.
Of course.
Claro.
Of course.
Claro.
All right. So, there's not a lot of warm and fuzziness in this dialogue.
No. Well, going to the bank is not that amusing, really.
No, there's no kissing or...
Not really.
No.
And the tellers are not that happy.
No?
No. Well, at least in Mexico, they're not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the States, it's a different story. But
yeah, in the States, sometimes they're a little too happy. But
yeah, but let's leave that to the culture section.
Right. For now, I think we should do some analysis. So let's start with, I want to make a deposit.
Quiero hacer un depósito.
Okay, why don't we start right away with our keyword, which is deposit.
Depósito.
Depósito. Okay, depósito. That's just deposit with an O at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy. How about a deposit?
Un depósito.
Un depósito. Okay, how about to make a deposit?
Hacer.
Hacer is the verb for to make, right?
That's right.
And
hacer.
And here it means to make. This is the infinitive form, which is the dictionary form. Hacer.
Okay. Hacer un depósito.
Hacer un depósito, to make a deposit. And I want...
Quiero.
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 Okay. So, quiero is the verb querer.
That's right.
Okay. And sometimes it means I love, but here it means I want.
That's right.
Okay. It's not I love to make a deposit.
No.
No.
It's I want to make a deposit. So, quiero hacer un depósito.
Excellent. Quiero hacer un depósito. Folks, I hope you're repeating along with me because you have to move your mouth if you're going to learn to speak Spanish. All right. So the person says, I want to make a deposit. And the answer is, fill out this form.
Llene esta forma.
Llene esta forma. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how do you say fill out?
Llene.
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 Okay. Llene is to fill?
Yes.
Okay. In llenar, fact, right?
That's right. That's the verb. Llenar. Okay.
Llenar.
You can also use it for fill a glass of water. You say llene el vaso de agua.
In that case, it would be fill up.
Yes. Fill up.
Fill up. Or fill your gas tank, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Llene el tanque.
Okay. But here, it's not fill with liquid. It's fill with information. So fill out this form.
Llene esta forma.
Okay. Now, what's the word for form?
Forma.
Pretty easy. Forma.
Very easy.
Okay. And this form.
Esta forma.
Esta forma.
Mm-hmm.
Esta is the word when you're pointing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, esta forma, this form. So, one more time. Fill out this form.
Llene esta forma.
Okay. And the person would love to fill out the form, but is not well equipped.
No.
Needs a pen.
Right? He needs a pen.
Needs a pen. So, what's the word for pen?
Pluma.
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 That sounds like the word for feather.
It's also.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So pluma can be feather, but it can also be pen.
Okay, it reminds me of those feather pens that you know, they signed the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence with.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. So
excellent. Okay, how about your pen?
Su pluma.
Su pluma. Now we're building up the phrase, which is, can you loan me your pen? So what's the verb to loan?
Presta.
Presta actually is you loan, right?
Yes.
You loan. To loan would be prestar.
Yeah, that's the infinitive form. Mm-hmm. Prestar.
Prestar. Presta. Okay. How about to me? Can you loan it to me?
Me presta.
Me presta. So me means to me.
That's right.
All right.
Me presta su pluma.
Me presta su pluma. Okay. Can you give me your pen? Mm-hmm. Right. Can you loan me your pen?
Can I borrow it?
Can I borrow it? Right. They're going to give it back at the end.
Yeah, I always forget to give it back.
Do you?
It's not that I'm stealing, but I do forget. So they're like, señorita, la pluma. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's why they put the chain on it.
Yeah, I know. It's a good way to solving the problem, like people.
Right.
Pluma stealers like
thief.
Me.
Yeah. All right, thief. Okay, so one more time, can you loan me your pen?
Me presta su pluma.
And the answer is, of course.
Claro.
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 Claro is like clearly, right?
Mm-hmm. But claro, in this case, it means of course.
Of course.
Claro.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Claro. All right. So, well, why don't we listen to the dialogue 3 more times?
Dialogue, first time.
Quiero hacer un depósito.
Llena este formulario.
¿Me presta su pluma?
Claro.
Second time.
Quiero hacer un depósito.
Llena este formulario.
¿Me presta su pluma?
Claro.
Third time.
Quiero hacer un depósito.
Llena este formulario.
¿Me presta su pluma?
Claro.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to do a little bit of culture. I don't have a lot of grammar to talk about, Lily, so why don't we just talk about going to the bank in Mexico? I imagine that's a big fiesta.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
No. What? What are you talking about? Isn't there piñatas and mariachis?
No, the truth is, you know, when I go to the bank in the States, mm-hmm. some of the times I've been there, they're so helpful.
Oh, yeah.
In a way that you go in and they're like, hello, how you have a good day. And you're like, wow. You feel that your money, even if you have $50, it's important, you know?
Right, right, right.
But in places, I don't want to talk bad about my country, but there's a lot of banks that mm-hmm. are not really good at that.
No.
That you arrive and there's no one there to tell you if you have to take a ticket to have the turn or you have to go straight to the line.
You have to take a number in Mexico sometimes?
Yes, you do. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's pretty, there's a long line.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can imagine that. Last time I went to the bank, there's, you know, maximum 5 people in
what?
Front of me. And we just stood in line. And
no, here's like 30 people at least.
Wow.
Yeah, and in every branch, you know. And it's not because there's so many people want to. It's because of the service. It's not as fast.
Okay.
So it's getting better. Of course it is. I cannot complain.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a lot of problems. And there's not a lot of services yet in internet.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's
all
another
right.
problem.
Now, what do you recommend if somebody is going to Mexico? How should they bring their money? Should they bring traveler's checks or the ATM card? Do you have any sense?
I think one of the best options is ATM.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better to be carrying cash. Just bring your ATM and get money from any ATMs. There's lots everywhere.
Well, that's a good solution.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to go to the bank and open an account.
Exactly. Or you can pay with your card. The main places have cards.
Just use your credit card.
Yeah. Your credit card or your ATM card is still, if it's international, you can use it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. All right, Lily, why don't we give our listeners the Spanish Pod Challenge?
Okay. The Spanish Pod Challenge for today is to use claro.
Claro.
Yes, for example, if someone is asking you for a favor or for something, you say, claro, you know,
of course.
Yeah. Can I use your phone?
Claro.
Can I use your bathroom? Claro. Can I? Claro.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Just say, and use it, please.
Right.
And if you have any more questions or you want to leave us your comments, please come to SpanishPod.com. And we're going to be happy to answer them.
Absolutely. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.